S stands for specific and simple. Put a little star by specific because that's a really, really important one. Your goals really can't be too specific. The more specific you can make a goal, the more you increase your chance of it happening. When things are very ambiguous, they stay in the mental plane. The more specific you get, it takes it from the mental plane into the physical plane. So everything that exists in the universe, everything that's been created, started out firstly as a mental concept, and then through taking action and making it more and more specific, it became physically real. So your goals want to be very, very, very specific. Exactly what is it that you want? Here's an example of a mistake that I've heard a number of people make. They set a goal which says, I want to live in this particular house. What they've actually set as the goal is, they've set the goal as the wanting, not actually living in the house. We really need to get that specific. When I was working with another student on a practitioner training, he said he wanted to make a specific amount of money in a specific period of time. He ran his own business, so I asked him a number of specific questions about the money. I said, is that sales or is it profit? He hadn't thought about that. I said, is it gross profit or net profit? He hadn't thought about that. I said, is this gross income to you or income after you've been taxed? He hadn't thought about that. We need to get very, very, very specific about exactly what it is that we want. At the same time, our goals need to be expressed simply. Remember, it's your unconscious mind that's going to work on this goal. And you could think of your unconscious mind as being 5, 6, maybe 7 years old. If you were going to tell a 5, 6, or 7 year old what you wanted them to do, my guess is you'd make the instructions really, really simple. So our goals need to be very specific and expressed simply.